Welcome to I Had to Say It, the podcast where I talk about things that I feel need talking about, and sometimes they're not getting the attention they deserve. And your feelings, they're not under consideration. The podcast you are about to listen to contains at least one of the following: strong language, disturbing topics, abusive opinions, generally things that aren't appropriate for little kids or overly sensitive people. So, if any of that stuff's going to get your nose out of joint, this is your chance to turn it off.
Are you looking for a new adventure? Did you ever want to visit the city where all your nightmares reside? Well, you're in luck! Join us, your tour guides, Christine and Jen, to visit Nopeville, where you will be personally escorted on an all-inclusive trip through the city and see all possibilities of terror and fright.
You'll see all sorts of things on your tours, including, but definitely not limited to, the paranormal, true crime, the supernatural, and more. If you're into all that and enjoy a little dark humor, book your tour today and nope right along with us. Check us out on our website at nopevillepodcast.com to see where you can listen to Nopeville today.
Hey everybody, so this is going to be the final episode of the shit show of a year that was 2020, and it's going to be a brief one because, like I said a couple episodes ago, I'm going to have a lot of other little things going on over the next coming couple of weeks, and as such, I'm going to kind of be tied up, and it's just sort of the way things are going to go, so this is going to be a more abbreviated episode. The next following episode, the first episode of the new year, will be the continuation of my interview with Ariel Cooksey of Malice, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out yet, I don't know why you haven't. It's available on whatever platform you happen to stream your podcasts on. It's a really good show. It's a different format for true crime stuff. It kind of got me into the genre, and I recommend it. And I've listened to a whole bunch of other shows in the same vein now that I never would have guessed I was going to be into in the first place. So, like I said, it was a good time. We had a good chat. It was a lot of fun. And I really hope you guys enjoy listening to it. So the second part of that will be coming up on Friday. So that being said, I just kind of want to take a few minutes. I want to look back at the year as it's passed, and I want to look forward to what is coming. And in that respect, you know, it's a tradition, and we all say these things, new year, new me, and all this other horseshit that people say. And I'm not saying we don't need to improve. We all need to be better. But the concept of making resolutions is really, it's setting yourself up to failure. And there's all sorts, they've done studies on how all these potential side effects, because people getting seasonally depressed because 3 months after they've made a resolution that they're going to be better this year, then they fail at their set resolution. How about instead of making these really specific resolutions, we just make some broader, more general lifestyle changes instead? Not a resolution that you're going to reassess some particular facet of your life, but how about we all just take a time out and make a commitment to just be less shitty? I think that should be kind of our slogan going into 2021, is a year of being less shitty. And I think it's doable. I think it's very reasonable. That's something for us all to shoot for. Be a little kinder. Be a little more free with a smile. Be a little friendlier. Be a little more decent. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And that's the last I'm going to harp on it. Beyond that, I want to go back and look at a few things from the past year that just the, like I said, besides the fact that it's an absolute dumpster fire of a year in general, our lives have all been just turned on their heads. And the general stupidity that has resulted as a effect of functionally this pandemic being mishandled, mismanaged, and a general clusterfuck. And I've seen a lot of things over the course of the last 9 months or so that when things really started to hit home here in the United States, we've seen people being torn apart and divided over some of the stupidest, pettiest shit imaginable. We've seen examples of people lifting each other up and reaching out and doing good for complete strangers through things like crowdsourcing and GoFundMe for industries that are being impacted by all these shutdowns and regulations. We've seen people stepping up and, you know, GoFundMe pages being set up for people that for whatever reason found themselves in a really shitty situation that were just being having their goals smashed and blowing these numbers out of the water with donations of random strangers, and not necessarily people giving huge chunks of money, but you get 15,000 people and everybody pledges $5, and all of a sudden you've got life-changing scenarios to help bail these people out. And the people that are making the pledges, it's not like they're breaking themselves to do it, but you get enough people that are moving forward and thinking positively, donating money to help all the people whose livelihoods and homes were destroyed and all these looting and rioting and bullshit. Granted, there was a lot of bullshit going on that helped incite all the looting and rioting, but the rioting stopped being meaningful as soon as it moved from being targeting things that were legitimate to be upset about to, as soon as you picked up that 87-inch TV and walked out of a Target with it, you stopped having any meaning behind what you were doing, and you are just an opportunistic piece of shit. And I don't lose any sleep over all these chain megastores that were looted and burned. I don't agree with looting and burning personally, and if you're going to pillage and burn shit and you're going to riot, go destroy something that has some significance. Go burn down some government buildings, if that's who you're mad at. If you're pissed off about the actions of a certain group and that's why you're out there protesting and rioting, go after that group. Don't go into people's homes. Don't go into small businesses. Don't go into privately owned places and try and get something for your own advantage. Then you're no longer a protester. You're an opportunistic, parasitic little frickin' vulture. And I hope you rot. I hope that TV is poorly mounted and falls out and crushes your friggin' head, because your ass has probably got a TV that's too big for your house and it's not going to clear the wall when it falls. I hope bad things happen to you because you deserve it. But beyond that, we've seen some terrible shit. We've seen some really good things. We've seen humanity reaching out to help those people who were fucked over through no fault of their own other than being in the wrong place or having their business set up in the wrong neighborhood. And none of these neighborhoods and cities and buildings and businesses that were destroyed were in affluent neighborhoods. They weren't really well-to-do people that were paying the price for all the shitty societal things that are being triggers for these events. It was, by and wide, the less financially mobile or financially upper crust areas. It was a lot of working class areas that were getting trashed. You're not accomplishing anything besides fucking over other broke people. So if you were involved in any way, shape, or form in any of those activities and you're proud of yourselves, you're a piece of shit. I mean, I'm all for protesting and change and people being active to fix things that are broken. Lord knows I think there's a lot of shit we need to fix, but doing something like that is not the way. I'm not saying don't protest. I'm not saying don't be angry. I'm not saying don't go out and do something. But like I said, as soon as you start doing shit for yourself in the process, as soon as you start robbing and stealing and taking shit you have no right to simply because you want it, and you're taking the opportunity of this civil unrest to facilitate your own come up, fuck you. And that's really what I have to say about that. I'm not going to harp on it. I'm not going to harang on it. I've talked about it plenty over the course of the last, well, I guess I've been doing this about 3.5, almost 4 months now, and I've had plenty of opportunity to speak on these matters. If you really want to know how I feel, go listen to the back catalog. It's all there. Or feel free to reach out to me. I'm more than happy to tell you exactly what I think on pretty much any subject you can broach. There's really nothing that's off limit as far as I'm concerned. You may not like what I have to say in response, but feel free to ask. So that's kind of what I have to say about that. Now, my hope to you is, if you're actually hearing this and you're taking the time out of your day to listen to me, first off, I want to say thank you. I appreciate I've had a lot of support recently as I've been trying to get the show out there and get it heard. And I'm still looking to branch out. If you've got suggestions for me, if you've got guest recommendations, if you want to be on the program, reach out to me. Let me know. Now that I'm getting a little more comfortable with it, I'm totally looking forward to doing collaborations with people and getting other people involved in this. And honestly, I'm probably more interesting when there's somebody else for me to talk to. So I'm doing this for you guys. But going into the new year, I hope we all do better. I hope things get better. I don't want to be one of those naively optimistic people, but I'm looking forward to this year with cautious optimism. There's a lot of groundwork in place. There's a lot of headway that still needs to be made. But maybe things are going to start shifting. Maybe things are going to start getting better. And even though, from a purely logical and objective standpoint, the new start of a new calendar year really has no bearing on those things, but there is a certain psychological impact to it, and I'm sure there's people out there that have studied it and can make a lot more sense of it than me, but there is something about that new start and the fresh start to a new year, and we seem to have, as a society, accepted that as a benchmark of this is where we can start to make a change. It is a new year, and we're starting another lap around the sun. It's time to reassess things. It's time for us to sit back and take a big long think about where we want to go from here. So I'm hoping, if you're hearing the sound of my voice, I hope you have nothing but good fortune and the best coming to you in the coming year. Be kind, be thoughtful, be considerate. Don't be fucking stupid. Be good to each other. Don't be the asshole that goes out when he hears that there's a new flu virus going around, because technically the flu is considered a coronavirus. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but when you hear there's a new respiratory infection, don't be the dumb shit that hoards toilet paper. There's literally no reason you're going to need 9,000 rolls of Charmin if you have a head cold. And if you can't breathe, all the toilet paper in the world is not going to open up your bronchioles. Don't be fucking dumb. And beyond that, Happy New Year. I look forward to talking to you guys in the coming year. And for this year, that's what I had to say. Thanks for listening to another episode of I Had to Say It. If you liked what you heard, leave a review, give us a follow, give me some feedback. And if you didn't like what you heard, leave a review, give me a follow, give me some feedback. I'll try and fix it. Check us out on all the social media platforms. That I Had to Say It podcast is the trigger for all that stuff, for the search term. And if you want, check out the website, www.ihadtosayitpodcast.com. There's links to people that have been involved with the program, things I've talked about. There are some links available for some merch that we're working on, and there are ways to contact us there as well. And thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.